in Tala as well, so yeah, so it's going to be very tough. But we know how good they are. And, yeah. Every game is a big one. Like any player that plays against their former team, like, you know, maybe you could say there's a bit extra in it, but it's just another game, really. Like, you know, I'd be happy with 3 points. Like, I wouldn't care how I play or how we play. If we can get 3 points, that would be amazing. But, you know, that's all that matters is the points come the end of the season. So,
now, you had a spell, of course, up at Rovers. So how many of their current squad would you know fairly well?
A good few of them were there during my spell. I would know the majority of them, bar maybe the few new boys they brought in. But no, I would know most of them, like, you know, good lads.
Yeah. So looking at the way the season's gone so far, Harps got off to a brilliant start. Then you went through a period that you found it hard to pick up points. We're not even halfway, but sixth on the table is decent.
Yes, it's good. Like, I think if we could have that position come the end of the season, everyone would be happy with that. But like you said, we're only halfway through, so lots of games to play, and there's no easy games at all. So picking up points to, you know, ultimately stay in the division and then maybe try and stay up high up the table as possible. But yeah, no, six is good, like, but it's still halfway, you know, a lot of games to play.
Would you go along with the view that some people have that there's maybe sort of three mini leagues within the top division?
Yeah, I suppose you can look at it like that. Me personally, I mean we were fourth for a while and then we kind of dropped to fifth and then now six. Like, to just kind of try and maintain one spot would be good, like, you know, and try not to get dragged into a relegation battle would be ideal. You know, if we can have a few games left and, you know, we're not in a dogfight, that would be, I'm sure, looked at as a good season for us. But, you know, like myself and others, I'm sure we'd want to try and do a little bit better than that, you know, considering we've got a good team. So,
yeah, I mean, you've got the rub of the green in some games, you haven't got in other games, and yet I suppose if you look at the games so far, I mean, there's games there that you should have maybe got more out of, so every reason to feel that you can push on.
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's some games where, like, maybe Longford, for instance, away, where we drew and we kind of felt maybe it was an opportunity to get 3 points, you know, but it wasn't meant to be. And but yeah, there was a few games like that where maybe we could have got a point or we could have got three and we left with nothing. But that's just football. Like, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't go your way, and like, thankfully we've had bits of luck go our way and we're in a good position. Not all because of luck, but because, you know, we're a good side. But sometimes you don't get that, and it can be the difference between winning and losing the game or getting a point or whatnot. But it just is what it is. We roll the punches.
And from your own point of view, I mean, it's a fairly settled side. I mean, the back four, back five, and you've been a regular, so you must be pleased enough with the way the season's gone.
Yeah, I'm happy with the season as a whole. Yeah, I think we're doing well. Personally, I think I started playing okay the last few games. Maybe took me a while to get back into things, but no, I think it's, yeah, like, you know, as a team we're doing okay and we're not struggling as such so far or anything like that. So no, it's a good start anyway, for sure.
And finally, just who's your tip for the Euros?
My tip for the Euros, I don't know. I think France, I think. Yeah,
right on.
Yeah,
right on.
France.
Great, thanks, Lillian.
No problem.
Good man.